Pope Benedict XVI celebrated Mass Sunday morning at Castel Gandolfo with members of the Ratzinger Schülerkreis, a study group of former students of the pontiff who have been meeting together for the past 30 years. This year, the group discussed the theme of ecumenical dialogue and especially the dialogues of the Catholic Church with the Anglican and Lutheran communities. In his homily at the Mass, Pope Benedict said we must learn anew to allow ourselves to be led by the truth. Only then, he said, will the truth be able to shine through us anew for the salvation of the world. In recent years, not only former students of then-Professor Ratzinger, but also doctoral students studying the theology of the Pope have been invited to participate in the study days. One of those students, Manuel Schlögl, spoke to Vatican Radio about this year's event.
For myself, I'm a member of the new Schülerkreis since 2009. So it's the fourth time now when I can be in Castel Gandolfo, can participate on the discussions, and can have a little audience with the Holy Father. The topic of the Schülerkreis in this year, 2012, was the ecumenic development with the Anglican Church and the Lutheran churches, the dialogue with the Catholic Church. So we had a discussion about our own experiences with the ecumenic development, and we read the speeches which were held from reference to this topic. We find out that the goal of the ecumenic development had been to be unique in Christ. So the Church has to be on the way to this unity in Christ, in prayer, in dialogue. And the main part of the Catholic Church, perhaps, is to be the instance of truth, of tradition, so we can discuss about this tradition, which is reserved, which is transported in the Catholic tradition.